Just 20 miles from Pittsburgh is the city Alcoa built. New Kensington came to prominence as one of the aluminum giant's main production facilities, as well as its research headquarters. But the city has struggled since those operations closed their doors, and Alcoa moved its research staff to nearby Upper Burrell. 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports redevelopment of an old Alcoa site is part of the city's bid for renewal.
A sign at the entrance to the former Alcoa Research Laboratory reads, "Private Drive, Alcoa Employees Only." No one's reported for work in nearly 20 years, but there is someone outside mowing the grass.
I would have jumped out and give you a hug.
I do it all. I'm the groundskeeper, the mechanic, rent it, build it. I do it all.
That's Steve Kubrick. He bought the 17-acre campus and its three buildings in 2011. He renamed the site AK Research Park after the Alakiskie Valley where it's located. He mows the grass because doing it himself saves nearly $1,000 a week. Doing the smaller things saves money for the big things, he says, like installing brand new roofs, electric, gas, and water. Kubrick laughs when he calls it his little project.
It's scary sometimes. It's so overwhelming. I mean, it's such a big project. And again, for one guy to just take it on was kind of crazy, but that's what I do.
The laboratory site was a shining monument to the wonders of Alcoa when it opened in 1930. Some 500 employees churned out new ideas, while their offices showcased aluminum's versatility. Aluminum stairwells, aluminum window casing, aluminum everything. When the company shuttered its New Kensington operations, the campus deteriorated behind 12-foot fences. Kubrick says he couldn't stand to see the buildings collapse. Alcoa created jobs in New Kensington, and Kubrick wants AK Research Park to do the same. He was born and raised in Braddock, but now calls New Kensington home. He raised his kids here. He watched both communities decline, but says it's possible to turn it around.
One guy can make a difference, and there's hundreds of people here in New Kent helping. I mean, everybody here is thrilled about this, and I don't know if you've been downtown, but they're really making a big difference down there.
New Kensington sort of has three business districts, so maybe it was busy elsewhere. But the Fifth Avenue corridor, about a mile from the research park, didn't look like it was on the up and up. At 11 o'clock on a weekday morning, there was no one on the street. Most of the buildings were closed or for sale. The parking meters don't even accept payment because there are gaping holes where the coin slots used to be. One was stuffed with a Cheetos bag. At its peak, Alcoa's production plant along the Allegheny River employed nearly 25% of the city of New Kensington. Mayor Tom Guzzo says the city's prosperity depended on Alcoa, but today's empty storefronts are misleading.
We are right now in the midst of a redevelopment and revitalization program. So a lot of those stores are being filled now. A lot of those buildings are being filled.
A smart city grant will help the community streamline how it provides services, says Guzzo. And the city's building on its natural and educational resources. Westmoreland County Community College, a nursing school, and Penn State New Kensington all help attract new people and new ideas. Guzzo remembers the days when the city boasted multiple department stores and five movie theaters, but says the new downtown is going to be different. Less retail, more professional services, like a Verizon store, space for entrepreneurs.
But everybody's working together, and we've reached that point now where it's just, it's all going up.
Looking around the vast, empty second floor of AK Research Park's main building, Kubrick agrees. No one person or development is leading the city's revitalization. He says it's a community effort.
This town wants to come back, and all the towns around it do. You know, it gets a bad rap. There's great people around here. That's why I love it here.
He tucks a bottle of water into the back of his pants and heads for the stairs. He's got more grass to mow. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.